All right, now let me tag Rashawn. I'm sorry about that, Facebook, for putting music on here that I did not own. I'm sorry about that. Oh, now let me tag Rashawn in it. Man, now everybody watching. There they go.
For sure. Oh, you had to restart the whole show?
Yeah, I had to restart the whole thing, Tressa.
Yes, so we got to start from question number one because everybody didn't hear the questions. Our viewers are the most important. Get with the program.
I had a feeling I didn't see Dalton over there with his emojis. Talking about, well, hi, Tressa. Chuck in the building. What's up, Chuck? I ain't seen Chuck in forever. How you been at, Chuck? Must have got you some new glasses, motherfucker. Chuck's in the building. Listen, man. Y'all know how we usually do Time and Shine, man. This is Dennis Holmes. I'm here with the birthday girl, Ajanae Friday, and her mom, who's asking questions on the side.
Oh, yeah.
All right. We also have the lovely Tressa in the building from Chi-Town.
Hello.
All right. Miss you too, Chuck. And we have the host with the most, Rashawn Showtime Maestro Jackson. But I had a little bit of...
name my own, ain't it?
I had a little bit of... I had a couple words from the street for y'all, and I just wanted to just ask y'all a couple questions. First question was, how long should you wait to have your kids around a person you date? That was the first question. Tressa, what's your answer?
It depends on the circumstance, because again, I typically have friendships first before a relationship. And within this friendship, you've already met my child, you know, just so happened because if they're up, they popping in the screen, they gonna get letting on who they are.
Damn, he damn sure do. Shout out to Cam.
Cam night night right now.
My fault. I done woke his ass up.
No, he ain't gonna wake up for a minute.
Oh, she dropped his ass.
Yes, mommy business.
Jonathan said 90 days. How do you feel about it, Ajanae and Ajanae's mom?
I think that you should wait at least 3 months. Mom,
I think maybe 3 to 6 months when you decide that it's serious and you want to keep this person in your life, then you need to see how they do with your children. That way you can make an educated decision. So, yeah.
I like that. Time will shine.
Never ever. It's like, no, I don't know. I mean,
I forgot about that part. I did have one girl ask me about it. Like, how come, you know?
So you gonna ask me a question and then come
I'll be quiet. You right. I got mad because you just wearing that fucking hoodie. I was that mad about you wearing a hoodie.
I forgot you could see them and shit.
Yeah.
Like I said, it to me it's certain time limits. I don't feel like shit at time limits. I just feel like when you're comfortable, when you know, when you feel in your hardest of hearts that person is cool enough to be around your children, then that time will come. But that's something I feel like is a more felt thing, rather than, all right, in 3 months you gonna meet the kids. No, because he can act cool for 3 months and then meet the kids and kill all y'all. You feel what I'm saying? So, you know what I mean? You gotta, it's just the more of a, I feel like that's more of a going with the flow type of thing, like ordeal. When you have me comfortable enough that I feel as though you're not a killer, and you know what I mean? You're a respectable person that can be around a child with respect and everything like that, then yeah, sure. But if not, then never.
A psychopath will not let you know if they're crazy right off.
That's the fact. But you never know how long it's going to take for that shit to come out.
Sound like a psychopath just sound like some psychopaths just spoke. Chuck said, wait until the relationship is over. Sound like a good idea, Chuck. Yeah. Sound like a good idea. Now, here's another one I had. This is the question I had. I said, if your ex came back in your life, this ex was from one of the best relationships you ever had, came back in your life, they apologized, they told you it was going, you know, they wanted to have nothing but great days with you, it was going to be no more bad days, they wanted to be with you for the rest of their life, would you take them back?
Hell no. I wouldn't, because like I said before, the trust wouldn't be wholeheartedly there. Like, I just feel like it's the reason why us two people as people broke up, and that's just that. Like, you've already went down the line, and I feel like now you feel as though, or now you see, it's always going to be something. So it's like me being human, that's going to kill me. That's going to kill me. It's going to be like, oh, you went and tried to find something better and couldn't, and now you want to come back. No, hell no. Go deal with what you left with. Fuck out of here.
What you got, Tressa?
Repeat the question.
The ex that you had the best relationship with came back to you and said that they wanted to be with you for the rest of their life. They didn't want to, they wasn't going to do no more bad. They was only going to spend good times with you, and that's it.
Ever is a pretty long word. Really long statement to think about. Forever.
Forever.
Never say forever. That's the
forever
thing. You can never say forever.
In my Cardi B voice, forever.
Ever. You can never say. Now, if it ended on toxic terms, then no, you're an ex for a reason. But, you know, it was always something that made you run the first thing. And things happen in repetition. So I'm not going to keep playing shame on me games.
Okay.
So, no.
All right. Friday and Friday.
I think I personally wouldn't take them back only because they saying that they're gonna get themselves together and all this, but you could have did that in the relationship. Like, there's no reason for me to take you back because you proved to me that you weren't worthy. And you moved on or I moved on, so we're gonna keep it going.
Yeah. Okay, well, for me, the best relationship that I've ever been in, we didn't have any problems. So if he decided that he wanted to come back, yeah, I'll take him back. Now, if it was different, we had issues before that, then yeah, it would be done because you are ex for a reason. But in my situation, yeah, I'll take him back.
Okay, we got one. Gotta find my way back, way back. I'm going to have to say no, hell no. Not going to do it. And the last one I had.
We can't hear you, Dennis.
I said no, hell no. Not going to do it. The last question I had from the street was, do you feel as though single mothers coddle these boys too much? I can't hear you, Sean, at all.
Hell yeah. Goddamn punks. All of them.
Okay. How you feel, Friday? Friday and Friday.
I definitely think that they do. Like, all these boys' mama, they want a woman to cater to them and want them to be their mama and they girlfriend and they sister and they best friend, and I can't be everything. So you gotta pick
one.
And don't categorize every man in one category.
Of course, that's to say, yes.
I honestly, I'm putting every guy in the same, not every guy, but I said mama's boys, yes. The single moms with the sons.
A mama's boy that don't need all of them.
A single
mama's boy. I don't know if I can say
single mom is treating her single son like he's her man. And so he's going to choose women who treat him like her his mom.
Oh.
And we can't, we're not capable of that.
No, we are.
I'm not going to.
Choose not to.
You choose not to be, right.
I'm not going to.
I don't kids.
No, because at the end of the day, whether you want to see it or not, Nay, no matter who you end up with, guess what, sweetheart? You're going to remind them of their mother.
That's that. But I don't want to take care of
who you end up with. But that's the thing, though. They mom may not been a mom to be like coddling, like you know what I'm saying. So they're going to be like used to it because that's how they were brought up. No. You end up with people that you're most comfortable with in a small environment. Yes, it's true. Whether you want to admit it or not, nigga. Think about it.
And treating him Let me ask you a question. Yes.
Would you ever date a guy shorter than you?
Yes.
Would you? Have you?
Yes.
What is your type, though?
I like guys who are my height. I like short guys. They don't have to be taller than me.
You know what's funny? Your dad likes short people too. But keep going.
Okay, but my dad's a dude. I'm a female.
So that means you get nothing from him?
That's a good question.
What's the difference?
I gotta ask you that one day.
So you get nothing from him because he's a dude and you're a female.
I mean, I'm not saying that I don't get anything. I think I take a lot of characteristics from my dad. But as far as like people who are shorter than me, no, that's not something that I get. Because I've dated somebody taller than me, I've dated somebody shorter than me. What I am more attracted to is somebody who is my height, maybe an inch or two taller. But I'm 5'2". So to date someone shorter than me, you've got to be short as shit. I'm sorry.
You are a major status.
Yeah. So.
You need a booster. Oh, you need a booster seat to drive your car, right?
No. Do you?
I'm not that sure.
We're like the same height.
I'm the average height. No,
we're the same height.
I'm average height. I'm 5'8". No,
you're not. 5 what?
Don't. 8.
No. Not at all.
I mean, you're Oompa Loompa. You're short.
No. Cool. You're not 5.
Yes, I am. I look directly over your head.
You're probably 5'5", 5'6".
Did y'all answer the damn question? This is not Otis's soundtrack.
5'5". I'm taller than him.
Otis is 5'3". I don't care what nobody say.
Otis, who, your dad?
No, my brother.
I told you that.
We're all short. My dad is 6'2". And all the rest of us are 5'2", 3, 4, and 5. Tyler is
less. Otis ain't no 6'2".
Yes, he is.
I'm taller than Otis.
Well, you bless him.
He used to be.
Hey, he might have shrunk. I don't know what happened to him.
You ain't taller than him.
I don't know, Dennis. I don't think you're taller than my dad. My dad's tall.
No. Anyway. Tressa, how you doing, Tressa?
She's eating.
Yeah, she is. I ain't want to say nothing. I just was going to leave it alone. Y'all always say I say the wrong shit, so I'm going to leave it alone. I ain't gonna
All right, real that. Quick, right now, Tressa. Right now, you got to answer the question right now. Spit a swallow. Go.
And the song Throat Baby.
You swallow, you answer. That's it.
They got a Throat Babies room in Clubhouse.
That's nasty, Tressa.
Shout out to Throat Babies and Clubhouse.
Oh, that was just a homage to the song. I didn't say I do it.
Oh
no.
Yes,
you answered it with the name of a song. That means that you taking Throat Babies.
Right. Oh no. No.
I just want to make sure that everybody notices women on women talk right here. Men ain't say nothing about this.
I love the way you walk. Love the way you talk. Oh my bad.
I've been singing that all day at work.
Deep stroke your throat till I make you choke. Throw babies.
Throw babies.
Throw babies.
I've seen that all day at work. You be thinking something wrong with me because I be unpacking, putting the meatballs in.
Look at this on the camera. Look at that.
So, what was the question?
Song about sucking the dummy.
What was the question?
I forgot. I was so overtaken by it.
Excuse me, you said what?
All right, the question was single mothers coddling these boys. That's what it was.
Okay.
And it don't always have to be a single mother. It can just be mothers. Mothers coddling these boys. Like like the way they were saying it was, they were saying like they too soft on them. Like they let them get away with too much shit. Do you agree to that?
What about it?
Do you agree to that or you disagree?
I agree for all ages. I agree. Because I've dated all ages. I agree.
You dated all ages?
I ain't got no preference.
He doesn't mean younger.
If I like you, I like you. I don't care what your age, size, sign, none of that.
Let me read these comments. They don't want a little bit too crazy.
You better cut that shit out.
You know, I've dated younger than me. I've dated older than me 2 times. My senior, I don't give a damn.
I like it, Tressa. Here we go.
Would you date?
Hold on. Let me read these comments. I'm gonna let y'all get right to it. Jonathan Grant said for one night, Frazier's in the building. He said the devil is a liar. Chuck said is not even about the fault to me, is that you spoiled the chemistry. Okay. Frazier said, what's up? Elise Jefferson, hey, boo. She said, too much hurt. No, I can't go back. Jonathan said, that's really a deep answer. It goes both ways. Mothers show their son how a woman should be a father. No. Mothers show their son
how to be a father. How does that sound?
No.
Mothers show their son how to be a woman, how a woman should be. A father show his son how a man supposed to treat her. Okay.
How a woman should be treated. I know a woman is raising her son and he don't respect no woman watching his mother go out there and act like she a thought box.
Okay, Ernest said, even everyone. Damon, sports guru in the building. Ain't nothing wrong with a big, strong girl. Okay. Dalton said, what's up, Audrey? Dalton said, Tressa, I'm drooling right now. Ernest said, that damn Rashawn just swallow. Arithius Frazier said, protein. Dalton said, Cedric the Entertainer has forgot the question. He also said, what's up to Frazier? And Chuck said, my mom was a pretty unfair parent.
Unfit, bro.
Chuck said, hey. They said, what's good, Dalton? And that's about it. All right. Well, that's it from the street. Let's see what Sean got for us tonight.
And that's right, on Mary Little Lamb, period.
All right, people. Buckle up.
What you call it, Tressa? I'm not sure how the quote was used, but I'm just gonna go ahead and say premature ejaculation. Is that a thing?
They got some.
How are we doing? How are we doing? How are we doing? Coming too quickly, premature.
I think that's a question before you. For the guys, right?
Yeah, because
how do women feel about that though? Like, do you feel like that was it? Is it like, yo, I hope we going again, or is it like I'm just done for the night?
Or do you feel as though like I got some good shit? He came fast. Like, is any of that going to y'all head?
My mom said, can you go again? Question mark.
Okay.
You said, you said, are we thinking, oh, is that it? Are you ready to go again? My mom said, can you go again? Question mark.
I show again. Give me like 10 minutes.
No, that's too much.
I say
10 minutes. I'll be right back.
That's too much.
What the fuck are you talking about? No, yo, don't make me mad. Don't make me mad talking about it's too much.
In 10 minutes, so I'm excited. I want you to leave, so and I want you to leave.
You mean to tell me you can't sit and enjoy yourself? So you can't enjoy some head while my dick is revamping itself.
But what guy do you know is doing that?
All of us, because we want you to know that we came so fast. Fuck you, mean what guy do you think is doing that? Shit, all of us.
I ain't met one.
Sorry. Yeah, that's because you ain't know he came that fast.
That's because you ain't never been nasty. A lot of y'all talk about nasty, but y'all don't know what nasty is.
As a matter of fact, Ashanae, if you got a chance, go look in the comments. First thing it say in there, use your tongue. First comment popped up was use your tongue.
Is that from a guy?
That's from a guy. Renthius Fraser just said it. Use your tongue.
Yeah, okay. Well, I don't think he counts.
Sorry. Hey, that's some shit. Now people don't count.
Let's
keep it real. The cancel culture said, on your birthday, you don't count. What's that answer, all right?
And I might not.
Hit me. Oh. No, I'm tripping. So, again, 10 minutes. You feel me? And while I'm trying to get my shit together, I'm gonna keep you together. Like, nigga, I can't afford for that thing to dry out. So I got to use my tongue. It got to be a constant motion to keep you in the mood. If you're just sitting there laying next to me, you're like, you know what I mean? It's just boring.
Please,
Snatcher, where you at? So it's Snatcher.
Huh? has that ever happened to y'all? Have somebody ever got in there and you thought it was gonna be it and he
I'ma let them talk. I tell that to them.
Has that happened to y'all?
Oh, now they're
gonna be quiet.
You know what?
I thought Tressa was going.
Yeah, now ain't nobody got nothing to say. Ain't this some shit?
I almost soaked on some Henny. I'm trying to clear my throat for a second.
You drinking Henny?
Anything is possible.
This ain't gonna be one of them nights tonight. I can see that right now.
Anything.
The fucking blue carousel almost got her toe up. And Henny, she gonna be on the floor.
And you know, that was a decision. Should I get the kinky ready? Or should I just leave it at Henny? And I was like, you know, I ain't had Henny in a minute.
Is this possible?
Somebody gonna get a call after this. Someone.
Answer the question, man.
Oh, what was the question? I'm sorry.
Has it ever happened to you? What was your experience like?
I had a conversation in my head the whole time. You kidding me?
Huh?
Is you serious? I had a conversation in my head the whole time. Are you kidding me? Are you serious? This motherfucker, I'm playing with it. Then be like, I don't know. You must have been real good. Motherfucker, don't feed me that fucking line. And then I look over at him. You know, like how in the movies, you have that commentary going. The person is narrating the whole thing in their head. But for the audience, so I'm having one of those experiences like this motherfucker just laying here thinking he the shit. I'm gonna go for round two. Motherfucker, what round two? Where the fuck my clothes at? How fast can an Uber get here? The fuck?
So you didn't want round two? No round two?
I like a challenge. Ain't no challenge from the get-go? No. No.
No round two at all? No round two at all?
Matter of fact, let me say something. I let somebody redeem it and it was still garbage. No. I've let somebody have a round two just to redeem themselves. No. Mm-mm. Waste of my time all the way around.
I came to bring the pain and all.
So you give up. So how often do you you give people fighting chances, you saying?
I give them a chance to redeem themselves, especially like if alcohol is involved. Be like, you know, you can't perform that well on alcohol.
What?
You know, I can't go into
who the fuck can perform? Who the fuck can't perform that well on alcohol?
Some people can't.
Who?
Running their mouth off. Some people can't.
Who these corny ass? Who?
Let me tell you something. I remember it's only one time I've got drunk dick. And if you know, if you ever got a drunk dick, you know what that is. That mean that motherfucker is floppy this. He gonna give you this right here, and that's it. He ain't getting up. Go ahead to sleep. Drunk dick. It's over with. Right? I had that shit one time drinking too much. But any other time, shout.
Motherfucker shit, superhero.
Me and her both be like, damn, you nut yet? I'd be like, I'm trying to figure out the same thing. Yeah. like, yo, like, this shit crazy. Like, come on. I'm going to get it sooner or later. But I'm going to kill your ass until I do. That's it.
I know we weren't supposed to be talking about that many sponsors, but when it comes to Duce, I'm a fucking superhero. Just want to let you know that.
Duce make me a superhero.
Hen
dog make me howl at the moon.
No, Henny used to be good, but the Duce make me a superhero.
Especially now, I'm off that black Henny all the time. Oh man.
Let me see what the comments say. You gotta be versatile. It's never premature. You just end it quick. There's no such thing as a premature touchdown, but you better be ready to repeat.
Hold up. Everybody stop what you're doing. Everybody stop what you're doing, yo. Shout out to fucking DMX, man. One time for DMX, man.
Okay.
Damn, shout out to fucking DMX, man. If you haven't heard, DMX had a heart attack and he's in a hospital in like really unstable condition. Very close to death. So, you know, just wanted to take the time out to shout out a legend, man. DMX was real iconic for them Rough Riders, man. He had a movement. Shout out to X. Go ahead, Big Dog.
He said, use your hand and restroke it. Frazier said, facts. And work the tongue. Henny gonna make you sin. Ernest said, what the hell? Chuck said, what's the strategy, guys? Pre-game, monkey spank before your date. Okay. That depends if you know you're going to get some on that date, though.
That's what I was going to say. If you're a real nigga, you're going to do it before you get there. So that way you ain't got to worry about it.
But that depends if you're going to get some. Now, if it's a girl that you know you're going to get some from, then absolutely. I'm 100% with it. But every girl, I didn't know that. Some girls I had sex with on the first meet. No. Some girls I had sex with on the first time we met.
Let me tell you something.
I wasn't expecting that shit.
Let me tell you something. Even if I know I'm getting some. Let me tell you something. Every nut that come out this chamber, baby, you're catching it. Somewhere. You pick. But you're going to be involved in getting it. I promise you. Especially if I know I'm getting some. No, I'm going to be in here a little while. I'm going to get me a couple rounds in. Why would I waste it on the way there?
But why would your first one be 2 minutes?
Why does it matter if I'm gonna be here for a while?
Because first impressions.
I mean, I just think.
I mean, okay, so would it matter
it ain't if over until I leave the crib, so
you, would it matter if you met this girl online and she posted pictures of her being skinny, but then she came and she was fat?
No, it wouldn't matter as long as she had a good personality.
But you don't know that. You haven't even said that.
True story. True story. I met somebody online before. And in the picture, she just looked like she was thick. Right?
But when I get there, this bitch bigger than all outdoors.
Hey, yo, like, is, this the, is this the girl?
Here, Dennis, go.
No.
Did I meet
no,
her?
Dennis, no, it ain't none of that. No, Dennis, no. But when I get there, what, you know what I mean? She big as shit. So it's just like, at this point, it was like, I was on the route. So I was just like, yo, fuck it. I don't even care. Like, I'm going to get my... So it's just like, men don't care about catfish, bro. Especially if we on a mission already. I was on a mission, so I didn't give a fuck.
I just feel like the story you just told was like an absolute like null and void, because I feel like I've been with you and a girl was too fat and you was like, nah, I'm leaving.
No. Let me say this one. Hold on. Let me bring him back a little bit. Me and Cordis was with you one night. This was years ago. You picked up a girl for a basketball game that was about as big as me. And it was me, you, and Cordis. that you shaking your head like, no. Do not continue the conversation, or what you want to do? What is it?
No. You're talking about Ashley. Ashley never was.
No, I ain't mentioning no names. What you doing?
Ashley. No, I already know. Listen, it's me, baby. Listen, I ain't got the lie. You mixing up two girls. You mixing up the girl from the river deck and the girl we picked up for the basketball game.
That's no. The only girl I was talking about was the one from the basketball. I wasn't talking about the one from the river deck.
No, the one from the river deck was the big girl.
Okay, I thought the one from the one that went to the basketball game was the big. She lived in Upper Darby.
No. Hell no. I was too young back then to be fucking with big girls. I ain't know nothing about them.
That's how I'm telling you. That was a big girl. Wait, we gotta ask Cordis this. We gotta ask Cordis this. Put Tag Cordis in the joint.
Man, listen, let me tell you something. Let me go, grandma. It's me. I ain't gonna lie to you.
All right, tag Cordis in the joint. Tag Cordis in the joint. He says that was a big girl.
No. Hell no.
He gonna keep saying no too. That's why he gonna keep doing. No.
Watch me go play ball, bro. I'm telling you, I never brought no big girl to watch me play ball.
Wait, what was the point y'all getting to about it?
No, we was talking about big girls.
Not unless it was T's pregnant.
T's pregnant
was there. And that's it.
Two minutes is called.
I had picked up a big girl, and you was in a front seat. Well, I ain't never had no truck. Hell no.
But at this time, he was. I ain't gonna say what kind of car you had, but at this time,
I had that Chrysler. I already know.
Right. No. You ain't had a Chrysler. Is that the joint that had the? You had to take the wheel out to charge the battery.
Fucked up one.
No, it wasn't that one.
But yeah,
you had the Impala at this time.
No,
because we went to we went to go play ball down by the zoo. That's why I was saying
Impala, bro. My name Paula.
It was Impala. You had to put them fucking, you had the fucking sneaks in your back car that you ain't like wearing them posses because you said it was too fucking heavy on your feet.
The light up Jones.
I don't know what they did. I just know you kept saying it was too heavy on your feet.
I'm on the phone.
Phone posses, yes sir.
And we went and played ball down by the
zoo. And this particular big girl lived in Upper Darby.
No, man. You ain't got this shit mixed up. I ain't never messed with no big girl about Upper Darby.
Hey, Kellen, you had to take the wheel out on the passenger on the driver's side of the car to get to the battery so you could charge the battery up on his Chrysler.
We got some more questions. Why are we talking?
Oh, my bad.
Excuse me, my bad. It's your birthday. My fault.
I was just wondering, you know.
We were trying to figure out. No, now Tressa told her story about the premature ejaculation. Has it ever happened to you, Friday? And what was your reaction?
Yes, it has. And I mean, it makes me mad.
It makes you mad.
Yeah. Like, what are we here Why? For? Because what are we here
so my
for?
My question is this. Did you make him wait or did you let him get right to it?
She made him wait.
That depends on the situations.
I'm talking about when it happened to you, did you make him wait? Was you playing cat and mouse?
I would say this always happens to me. So whether I made him wait or not, like, I could be like, you know, vibing with him this day and woo-woo. And it happened, or I could like make you wait months and it still happened. Either way, I feel like either way you should be prepared. If you're gonna be rapping all this.
What I'm saying is the day of, because you know when it's going down. When you know you're about to have sex, it's for sure, for sure. Are you making him wait or are you letting him get right down to business when he gets here?
She made him wait.
No, it depends on his vibe.
So you ain't, it depends on your vibe. Did you come to the door with a robe on with nothing else? Or did you come on the door with regular clothes on?
I feel like I come to the door in something that is appropriate for the occasion.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, jeans and a t-shirt. Very appropriate.
No, I don't mean things like that. No.
That's why they got him on fast.
Right. Now he done got there. Right. He hard as Chinese math. Now he gotta wait for you to get ready.
I don't think that I'm gonna come to the door in a robe, but I might come to the door in some booty shorts, maybe some underwear, you know, maybe a tank top. Bra, and then when you get
hey, Sean, then the girl you know came to the door in the room.
But we not doing that. This not, that's not.
Yeah.
Because how am I supposed to know if you deserve me to come to the door in a robe or not?
Did she know, Sean? Did she know that you deserve the for her to be at the door of the room? Because Friday keep going around all these questions. Like it's just impossible for you to come to the door with a robe on. I'm trying to figure this out.
It's not impossible, but if that's what we're doing, then that's what's going
to
be done.
How many times you came to the door with a robe on? Let's get that out the way.
Never.
That's the problem right there. That's why you keep... That's the problem. Let's eliminate the problem. Let's get a solution. Let's start coming to the door with the robe on. Maybe we stop coming up short later on. Let's eliminate the problem. Let's start a solution.
Oh my goodness.
That's a fact.
What is the robe supposed to do? It's gonna make you not nut soon?
Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something.
It ain't gonna do not a damn thing.
Thank you. Thank you.
Let me tell you something.
Now, the robe ain't doing nothing but getting you excited.
Hold on. We got on Friday. Hold on for a second. Hold on, Sean. How many times you came to the door with a robe on, Tressa?
Why do I need to come to the door with no robe on? When I open the door, sweetheart, we going straight to the room.
House.
You ain't wasting my time, and I'm damn sure not going to be wasting yours. You here for one reason and one reason only. Get Period. To it.
You heard that, man?
You got to the house, so that's all that matters. It don't matter what I'm wearing when you get there.
Somebody tell me she lying. Somebody tell me she lying like a motherfucker.
When if I'm wearing clothes, guaranteed the conversation will end with what clothes? What clothes? Because when you get into the knit and grit, there will be no clothes.
I smell bullshit. Is that you, Tressa?
You smell bullshit on what?
Can we please talk about the guys? Why is it all
somebody sitting over there dry and lonesome if you want to call me bullshit right now?
That's I smell bullshit.
They trying to read you, Tressa? Y'all trying to reevaluate the question to where it's not pointed at you, but the problem is y'all pre-game.
Yeah. Came through dripping.
So, drip. Y'all done got came through the door, you got through the jeans, you got through the robe. Now you're in there, but you ain't knocking. You just like, oh, hello. Hey.
No, well, the question is, do you come to the door and boxes the briefs? That's the question.
Let's keep it real. I've been to the door and just draws.
Just draws could have been tighty whities.
I was wearing just draws.
You want to go on robes, boxes, and briefs.
Bro, are you
as a matter of fact, it's one time I've been to the door butt naked.
Exactly. Let me tell you something. If I hit you up and you come over for what I hit you up for, I'm not playing with you.
So when you get to the door, you butt naked.
I'll open the door.
I got to the and door butt naked. Behind
it. I'm going to open the door and stand behind it. When you come in, I'm going to close the door. You're going to see me butt ass naked. I'm going to grab you. It's time. We're going to fuck right here in this living room first.
This has been a couple times. I ain't even make it to the living room. I was right there by the motherfucking vestibule.
So you going to open the door butt naked?
Yeah, you in my house. What the fuck?
Okay.
Give it up.
Here.
I'm going to be naked in a minute anyway. The fuck?
Roll.
Right.
I thought she said blunt.
No.
I don't have a blunt.
That was a point in time in the summertime living next door to this motherfucker. I didn't go in my house with clothes on. Wasn't nobody in my house but me and my damn girl. There ain't no clothes on. What you need clothes for? For who? For what?
Came through dripping. Drip, drip. Came through dripping.
Oh, shit.
Vi said, who wears briefs? Nah, man. Vi, you ever came to the door with just a robe on?
Some guys wear briefs just like some wear tidy whites.
No, it's not just a robe. Are the guys coming to the door butt naked? Because basically under that robe...
I've been to the door butt naked. Let's get that out of the way. I said I've been to the door butt. Why haven't you been to the door butt naked? That's what we trying to figure out Friday. You in your 20s. Why haven't you been to the door butt naked?
Because
we ain't gonna tag team and put her out there on the spot.
I'd like
okay. To, no, why I'm your ass ain't been to the door butt naked then? Fuck it. Why you ladies ain't been to the door butt naked?
I'm dirty 30. I've done what I had to do. Even went to church.
I'm not saying I wouldn't. I just haven't.
Ain't no way in hell she didn't have sex in church. Ain't been to the door butt naked. Fuck you talking about.
I'm trying to figure out why Friday ain't been to the door butt naked.
Listen, if you would listen, I'm tell you.
Listen to Catfish.
I'm not saying I wouldn't, but I just haven't met anybody who is worthy for me to open the door in my robe or butt naked. Now I would. I'm not saying that I'm not at that level.
All right. Well, if you want them to stop, to stop coming so fast, throw their ass off guard. Come to the door butt naked.
Dennis, have you ever came too soon? Dennis?
Hell yeah, I came too fast. Fucking right.
Now what was your reason? What was the reason in Cardi B voice? What was the reason?
The latest reason was because I was waiting too long for the coochie. That was the latest reason. Like we end up leaving the club and she came to the crib and she ain't want to give me nothing like 8 that morning. Mind you, we left the club at 3. What was we doing from 3?
Somebody being suspicious. Why you looking up while you making that statement?
Meanwhile, ain't nobody going there with you. So we left the club at 3. I came like at 8:02. Like, man, she made me wait too long. She probably could have got that from 3 to 8 and me fucking. But shit, she waited all that time and my dick hard as Chinese man. I had a headache. Fuck that, I was ready to go. You can't be hard too long if you're gonna have a headache. Fuck that.
I feel like you was not going to make it 3 to 8, regardless of when she gave it to you.
Never know. I was still on that Douce. You never know. Never know. And once that Douce wear off, that's what they do say.
And guys always got an excuse for why they nut early, and it's their fault.
Yeah, it was my fault, though. I'm not going to lie. It was my fault. Ooh. The first time was definitely my fault. The first time, I was excited than a motherfucker.
Let me tell you
something. I got
it all. It all depends on me. This is like my very, very, very first time with you. I probably stopped at the gas station before I stopped at your house. I ain't even gonna hold
it. He had to get one of them. Wait a minute, brother.
I'm already.
Wait a minute, brother. You thought I was he had to get one of the Meek Mill pills. Hold on, wait a minute. Y'all thought I was finished? Hold on, wait a minute.
What? You're man, so if I come fast and not, you're going to just look over. Yes, I'm ready to go again.
Well, what did I say?
So, yeah.
But that's prepared. You came prepared. That's the issue right there.
No, that's cheating, man. That's not prepared. That's cheat.
That's prepared.
That's cheat because now I'm going to tell you why that's cheat.
I'm fitting the
now every time you have sex with him Friday, you looking for that Meek Mill pill. That's what you're looking for.
And I am.
Right.
No.
So now he got to go keep getting the Meek Mill pill. He got to go keep getting the Meek Mill pill.
Listen, the Meek Mill pill is going to get me
No. And I'm about to give y'all some free game. Chill. We ain't telling you what it is.
What is it?
Listen. Sometimes it's about... It's something like what Ajane said. Sometimes it's about creating that vibe. And as long as you, yourself, consistently can keep creating that vibe, you'll be okay. Now, see, whatever the vibe was, when I came in with the Meek Mill pill, it was intense. It was deep. If it wasn't deep, or however it was, you feel what I'm saying? As long as I keep that vibe, it doesn't matter how long or how short it is the next time around, it's still the same vibe and it's still consistent and you're still getting to your finish line before me. So, you're cool.
That's the first time,
you know what I mean? It's exciting.
After the first time, after the first time, she is chasing that same Meek Mill. It's like, okay, I'm going to tell you how I put it. It's kind of like drug addicts. They always tell you, ain't nothing better than that first high. They always tell you, ain't nothing better than that first high. And all they do in 20, 30 years is keep trying to chase that same high again.
Well, I got a question for Sean. It's about the fact that you come prepared. So
if that's the case, then Anjane, you know what you should do? You get you a box of Meek Mill pills and you say, listen, don't you fucking waste my time. Here.
So
wait a minute. Y'all thought I was finished?
To Rashawn, though, like, okay, so you're buying that pill on the first meet, right? So that means that first impressions count. So if you get there on your first impression and you nut within 2 minutes, you're embarrassed, are you not? And either way, if you can get hard. No. Before the pill. Either way, if you can get hard or not after 10 minutes, with the pill, after you nut, you're still going to be hard. She's going to be like, oh, you ready now? She's going to be impressed.
Actually, he would
stop with the pill. Because you gotta, but you also, Ajane, you know who you're talking to. You also know that I'm a very honest individual. So after the fact, I'll let you know, like, yo, I ain't gonna hold you. I had to tear that shit out the frame. So I grabbed the pill. So I'm probably gonna be hard again. So just letting you know, you still in for a thrill. You feel what I'm saying? It's just the way you put it, the way you say it.
You know, I had somebody that was not letting me know, and they didn't think I knew that they took a fucking steroid pill to make themselves fucking hard.
How did you find out?
Because, you know, Snoopy the detective came out of me, and I went to snooping, and I found what I was looking for.
You was trying to ride. He was rocking your socks.
He know who he is, because he's going to be watching this shit.
Oh,
and that's my boy.
Where the fuck we go?
God, that's my boy. Man, this Henny got me to the lovely.
I had somebody.
Back to the meat. If anybody want to know what the Meek Mill pill is, like, people go to the gas stations to get pills to keep their endurance going stronger. So, like, I used to mess with a pill called the Black Ant.
Oh, the gas station pills.
Yeah. So I used to mess with a pill called Black Ant, right? The Black Ant pill is the pill where you can come, but you can keep going, and the girls never know you came.
Oh, no.
That was the thing about it. So you was kind of like a woman. You could come like a woman, like, you know how girls, and they keep going. You could do that shit too, and you ain't got no fucking, because when men come, it's like we get struck by lightning. You, we fucking dumb, like one of them Jones. Like, but now, but when you get that Black Ant, oh, you a fucking superhero. Ain't nobody can say that to you. Could just keep going.
Now I'm going to go and ask somebody. I'm going to mute myself because I'm going to ask
somebody. Mine is the Black Mamba.
Yeah, so he get the Black. I was getting Black Ant. That was way back in the day. I stopped using it because I started realizing girls was chasing then with the Black Ant. They wasn't chasing regular then. They were chasing then with the Black Ant.
No, let me tell you something about that Black Mamba. Oh my god, that was a crazy one. Like, that was the very first time I ever took a Black Mamba. It said on the pack that it worked for 7 days. So then I got on YouTube and looked it up, and then there was a boy that had took it, and he was like doing this shit every day. And then he was like, by the 4th, 5th day, he was like, yo, this shit's still going strong. It was like by like the fifth night, 6th morning, that shit was starting to calm down. So I thought to myself, was I really ready for that? And at the time, I was going through a heartbreak, bruh. Nigga, I took that pill with a 211.
I ain't stopped fucking. Not the 211. Like, you ain't tell me what the 211 do.
Put that shit back with the 211. You hear me? I was fucking consistently for like the next 2 weeks.
Yeah. I had somebody take that pill and it not work. Like, they said it was supposed to last for 7 days, and they was good for one round and was soft. Like, it was not effective. Yeah,
that's dumb. Let me tell you something. Every hour on the hour for the next, like, it was like for the next, the first time, very first time I took it, every hour on the hour for like the next 5 fucking days. Like, yo, it was crazy. I was going ballistic.
Did you get your answer?
I was all over the fucking place.
Did you get your answer?
I'm still waiting on a response.
You still waiting on a response? Okay.
Well, you obviously knew it worked because, yeah, you said the person that's going to be watching the show.
I want to know if they took it.
Oh, okay.
So was it? I ain't even gonna hold you. I've even taken
everything I believe.
Viagra, I've taken Viagra before.
I'm gonna need Maury Povich. Everything I believe.
I took Viagra before.
How did the Viagra?
Only thing I haven't done was the ecstasy. And everybody keeps telling me you need three gallons of water with you.
No, you don't.
You talking about the pills?
No.
Yeah, I haven't took that. I haven't been with a girl that's been like, yo, come on, let's take it.
No, let me tell you.
Dennis, when you do that, it'll change your life. I promise you.
Because I got a big homie. Hold on, time out. I got a big homie like me. He was telling me about it. He was like, listen, you're gonna need your setup though. You need 3 gallons of water, you need 2 Gatorades, because you're gonna be thirsty as shit. He said, I mean, but But you and your girl are going to fucking love it.
You definitely are going to be thirsty, but we used to have like a pint, maybe like, you know, some alcohol. We used to drink, and I'd give him two pills, and we'd be like rabbits. I give him two pills. We'd be like rabbits all night. It'll change your life.
Yeah, I'm going to try. I'm going to find me a girl. I'm going to try.
Let me tell you something.
I'm gonna try. I'm gonna go back to one of Meek Mill pills on if I meet my crush, I'm gonna go back to one of Meek Mill pills on her.
Fucking E pill had me up for like 2-3 days.
I'm gonna try that. I'm gonna wait till we on like vacation or something.
You definitely gonna need
some vacation somewhere I've been to already. I already know what's gonna happen.
You're definitely gonna need some water.
That's what they said.
Some water, but not 3 gallons and not all that damn Gatorade.
You're going to be up for a while.
Listen, he a big dude. We the same weight. If he say I need 3 gallons of water, God damn it, I need 3 gallons of water. I'm listening to what he said. All right.
You're going to wind up throwing around. That's why he said 3 gallons, because you're going to... You'll see.
Mm-mm. I'll let you know. It'll be a time of shine moment. I'll let y'all know exactly how I'm with that.
Yeah, please do.
I told you my experience.
Yours didn't sound too believable. That's probably why I didn't do it. Because yours ain't sound too believable.
I ended up fucking, like I said, with the speaker in the room, no shirt, jeans, and some socks, singing.
Yeah.
I can feel it. Coming in the air. That's
my response.
Got your response? What's your response?
My response was no.
Okay. Oh, he lied like a motherfucker. He lied like a living room rug.
Well, no. The reason why I believe it's true, because one day you were at my house and nothing is in your pockets. Nothing.
It's because I swallowed it before I got there. Swallowed.
Pretty how? After 3 days straight?
Yeah.
Now,
all I need is a little pack. You keep that shit in your pocket like candy. All I got to do is swallow it.
You hear me say there was nothing in his pocket?
All right. You know what? You believe it.
I mean, but it lasts for 7 days, Tressa, so he could have taken it 2 days before.
No, they all don't last for 7 days.
We didn't ask the other question before you jumped to that. We ain't answer the other question.
Go ahead, ask another question, Tressa. Ladies and gentlemen, Tressa talks.
There we go.
Everything ain't about people talking. Shoot. Now I gotta go back to my question.
I asked, I hit the henny. Don't know what her question is.
Right.
Now she about to start getting mad at me for no reason. This is the shit I be talking about right here.
Okay, never mind. Y'all already asked it.
I know she ain't talking about the premature ejaculation question.
Yep.
Ow. Yeah. Yeah, y'all already asked it. I just wanted to make sure when paying attention.
After she asked the question, like I was saying, ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank the last couple standing for these questions right here. So we're going to do a sip it and say it with questions from the last couple standing. Make sure y'all answer these questions best to your knowledge of your best relationship. All right. Here's question number one. I shuffled these motherfuckers too.
Why are we always doing relationship shit?
Which one of you could be dead wrong, but has to have the last word? I don't have to have the last word, but I could be dead wrong, but I could lie and be dead wrong like a motherfucker, but I damn sure ain't gonna go back on it.
That'd probably be me.
You gotta have the last word?
Well, babe, that's what everybody though. Like, that's just not relationships for me. That's just what everybody.
I see you trust the drink, so she don't want to say what it is. It's all right.
I'm a Libra. That's all I gotta say. All right. A Libra.
What about you, Friday? You gonna sip it or you gonna say it?
I think honestly, I'm a vocal person, so it don't matter if I'm wrong or not. I'm gonna have the last damn word.
Oh, you are. All right. On the count of three, I want y'all to give me an answer, all right? Boxers or briefs? One, two, three.
Briefs.
Didn't I ask that question?
Boxers or briefs, Treasure?
All right, here goes another one. I could go without my partner doing blank ever again. I could go without my partner getting too fucked up ever again. Sorry to be fucked up. Too fucked up. Stop laughing, nigga. Too fucked up. That's all I'm saying.
It's too much sauce.
Anybody else got one? If not, everybody just start drinking if you don't have one.
I'm not in a relationship, Dennis.
I'm not in a relationship either. We all single in this motherfucker.
Okay, so what the fuck?
It's based off your last relationship. Just because it's your birthday Friday, you ain't got to be fucking a spoiled rat over there.
What's the
it's
question?
Called sip it
ask the question.
Or say it.
Okay, all right. Ask the
where you drink again. At? First of all, where you drink at?
I gotta pour some more Bacardi.
Ain't this a bitch? So you ain't even ready for the game, but you mad at me because I'm asking the questions?
Because who knew that we were about to play?
This is some typical older shit right here. Typical older
shit.
Wait.
Before you get amped up, you were supposed to announce that people need to go get their drinks.
No, I
don't. Right, because I drank all my
drinks. I ain't supposed to announce that. Hello, you are on Time with Sean. Is this not Time with Sean?
Because how I started it off is that you're supposed to give your audience and your panelists a chance to go grab they drinks.
Listen, this is not our first time doing right. Sip It or Say It. We are in
all right, all right. All right. Everybody.
You hard.
All right. All right, listen.
Who got that last laugh?
Listen. Libra. Chill out, Libra.
You need to close your mouth so your titty showing. Okay.
Oh, let them show you.
Everybody. Everybody. I need everybody to go get their drinks. Dennis has started this segment. Sip it or motherfucking say it. So I need everybody to get their drinks. You can answer or you can sip. That's how we doing it.
Friday, little evil ass. Ain't got no drink.
I'm getting it, Dennis. Hold on.
Taking all goddamn day. Then you got your sidekick over here. Keep showing titties. Buck Flair just popped in his joint. Like I'm waiting for to see what he about to say.
Hold on. The song is called
Boxers. He said boxers, and he also said last word.
Last word.
He said he could care less about the last word. I say what I say.
I mean, that's what I'm talking about. That's some Leo shit right there.
Good. That way you ease it back down.
Take the other comments. So, hold on. Where did we end up at? Oh, okay. Whoa.
Yeah, I just seen that. Yeah. Go ahead and read that.
I got a moment of silence for the dog.
No, that ain't what you got. Go ahead and read that.
I'm still going. Calm the fuck down. Take the wheel out to charge the battery, cracking the fuck up. I know, right? What up going on? What? Happy birthday. It depends on who you're with and the vibe. It's like the saying goes, guys. If her bra and panties match, sex wasn't your idea. Who wears briefs? Yes, I switch it up. That's not going to help. Emoji skeleton head. I can let a quick nut pass as long as you can go again and I'm taken care of.
What's up? Bunch of laughing emojis. It's Buck Flair. Lean into the lean into the camera, Tristan. And at least Jeffers got emojis up.
Lean into the camera, Tressa. I can do anything. Yeah.
All right. Now, well, I hope everybody got their drinks. I read the comments for a little intermission. Now we're going to Dennis. Dennis started all the way the hell over. Don't even ask the same questions you already asked. Tonight, people watching us, people playing the game with us, we are going to you watching to figure out who's the most suspect.
All right. Your partner.
God damn it. It's a suspect night. I feel like somebody on this cast is suspect.
Your partner thinks that you can do no wrong. Listen. Your partner thinks you can do no wrong, but you have. Do you confess and ruin your image that your partner have, or do you keep a secret and keep it a lot and keep and live with the guilt? My fault. Okay, Sean drunk. That's one drink.
Confess what?
Did you confess about you doing the wrong that you did? Or do you keep it a secret and live with the guilt?
I'm going to confess it. If you piss me off and it's within that 2 to 7 days, these are my confessions.
I'm drinking to that.
Some things
have to drink to that. Friday, what you doing?
I don't do no wrong.
This nigga here, boy. You right. You don't do no right either. Don't do no wrong, do no right. You don't come to the door butt naked or nothing.
I'm honest with my relationships.
That's what's up. I like that.
You had to cheat, man. It just was that, man. Coochie was thriving. I had to get it on.
What? To Henny or not to Henny? That is the question.
Okay.
Name something you said in the argument that you wish you could take back.
Not a damn thing.
Can I speak to my ex?
Yes,
you can. You can speak.
I'm not an insulter in
the argument. I'm more of a fact thrower, more of a sometimes point prover.
Sometimes they don't want to hear those facts.
I think the most I've called somebody is a jackass.
Oh, you know what? One thing I said in the argument I should have took back. I said, we're going to counseling to find out what's wrong with you. I don't like how you laughing so hard. Anybody else got anything, sir? Tressa left. The Henny that got to
her? I didn't leave. I'm right here.
No, I'm
up here just sending out messages in my phone. Who will be the chosen one? Anything is possible.
Anything.
Hey, look at that. Okay. Keep going. There you go. Okay. What was the question?
Name something you said in the argument that you wish you could take back.
Oh, I said a lot of hurtful things in the argument.
Evil motherfucker.
Indeed, I am. When I am put in that headspace. But it's only out of retaliation of when someone is saying something to me. So,
rose petals. Wait. Oh, now she's drinking. Oh, she finished. Oh, I thought she was gonna finish it. All right, let's just say this. If your ex watched a porno of you and your partner, would they laugh or cry?
Oh,
drinking.
That looked like Jello shot.
It was. You see.
So that would be. You're speaking on.
In your situation, if one of your ex that I know of seen your porno, oh, they probably be crying.
Did I just recall that you just said on rose petals?
Yeah, you looked at it and you took two swallows to it.
Fuck. You an ass. It just hit me.
You an ass. Vi said cry. Goddamn, Vi, you heard him like that? Goddamn. Goddamn, Vi. Vi over there, kill him. They probably crying because they was like, you don't do that shit with me.
I had a situation.
No.
Where
my hey, ex, fucking yo.
My not ex, girlfriend.
That don't ever make you mad.
What, did they do new shit with the new nigga?
Oh, bitch. Like, oh.
That's why I said one of your exes is going to be upset. As a matter of fact, she ain't talked to me since I said that shit to her.
I'm mad Friday is cleaning out a whole circle.
I am.
You talking about Crayola. Crayola.
Look, yeah. I see it.
Nah, it pissed me off when I found out, you mean, one of my exes was giving up head, and she wasn't giving up head when we was together.
So oh, Lord. Pissed me off a little bit.
Man.
Pissed me off. They told me about threesomes and shit that they used to do, and now they don't do them. You know what I mean?
Oh. Man, don't give me the fuck stuff, man.
That shit pissed me off.
Like, I just keep just missing it.
You shouldn't have into your life the first time. It's not her fault. It's your fault.
Man, you sound just like them, too.
You should have experienced it. You should have.
Maybe I wanted to experience something so special with you.
Why didn't you just state that then instead of whining about how I did it, you didn't. Maybe something could go that way. Just say it with your chest, motherfucker. Say it with your chest.
I just you said it. I just I said it. I wanted to share something so special with you. I just said it. I just said it.
I'm like, I want you
to know. I just said it. I said I want to share something so special with you. I just said it.
I want to have an entanglement with you and another gal.
Was this before or after you pissed them off?
Well, I always piss you off, so ain't nothing different. Shit.
Hey, Nay, turn that camera back on.
Here's the next question. Do you follow any of your exes on social media? If so, why?
Because I still like them. Duh.
Okay. Not you. Wait a minute. You just follow one ex?
Yeah.
They're drinking. She turned the camera off. Hey yo, yo, the punk asses. They immediately disappeared. I don't follow anybody. Yeah. I follow.
Oh, why is it directed mostly towards the women?
I follow
on this
all my exes. I got a fucking beef with that. I follow all my exes on social media. All of them.
I follow them or they follow me.
I follow all my exes on social media.
I follow them or they follow. I follow them or they follow me. That's the question.
It's hot.
If I say block me, that means I just don't want to tolerate you or your energy.
And I'm if usually, you still find other avenues, I block one person in my lifetime, so I'm not a blocking person.
No, I'm a block. I'm a block. Otherwise, you know, I could hold a grudge for a long time. That's not a problem for me at all. Shoot, I've done it with my own blood. What makes you think you're any special? But at the end of the day, shit, my brain just lapsed. What the fuck was we just talking about? That Henny kicking.
Uh-oh. Damn. So what you got, Shine? You just drinking?
Dennis, what was the fuck the question was? Because I forgot. Just that quick.
Your little drunk ass need to take control of something, all right? I said,
I'm going to go and jump somebody bones. If they not in distance, motherfucker, y'all better answer, or whoever you are, answer your fucking phone.
Do you follow any of your exes on social media? If so,
why? Oh, that part. Yes, most of my exes are on my Facebook. A lot of them are. Why?
Network. What about your Instagram?
Are you trying to get at something while you're stroking?
I'm asking a question. Do you follow your exes on Instagram?
I don't follow them. They follow me.
Okay, what about your TikTok? What about your TikTok? Yo, what? Yo. So if I name someone, so what? If I say your LinkedIn, you gonna give me another look?
Yeah, because I got LinkedIn too. What
your Twitter?
Ain't nobody following me on Twitter.
Your Snapchat?
I don't follow them. My Snap, a lot of people follow me. They want to know what's popping.
They probably tired of seeing the pictures from the neck up. That's probably why they follow you on other shit.
Oh, are you speaking of yourself, sir?
No, I follow you on TikTok. I see what you look like from the neck down.
Okay, anywho. if I'm following in mutual fellowship or whatever you want to say it is, however the verbiage is.
You might need to watch what you say, because the next question goes a little deeper into that.
Wait. If it's mutual, then it's for networking purposes. Meaning we can have a friendship.
Friday, who that Friday? Network purpose. Oh, she don't hear us now. Ain't that some shit? Friday got some company. Don't even know. Is they hookah set up and everything?
Wait, and time with Sean disappeared.
There you go. Say something, dog. Say something. Say something. Unmute yourself. Unmute yourself.
Oh, wait a minute.
Right.
What's your name?
Unmute yourself. Hit the button. This motherfucker muted. He don't even know how to unmute himself. He talking.
You're yes, muted. I do. I got
there
it.
You go.
He told me we would mute.
There you go. There you go. Oh, they got a little nice little party set up. Ain't this spot?
I mean, well, not tonight, but yeah.
We know we are. We start.
Yeah.
Y'all should be in the building.
We getting it sorted.
Okay.
Y'all,
okay,
don't be excused by my voice. I may sound like a lady, but I'm not a lady.
Okay, well, listen, I gotta ask y'all the question then. I gotta ask y'all the question.
What's the question?
Wait. Where your drinks at? I gotta make sure I ask that first. Where your drinks at?
I gotta refill my drink.
That's what I'm talking about. All right, here's the question.
Okay,
do you follow any of your exes on social media?
Hell no.
If so, why?
Do y'all follow any of y'all's exes on social? No.
Yeah, well, no. Okay, let me turn the camera so you can see me talk. Can you see me?
Yep.
Oh, anyway. Now, I'm gonna say this. No, I don't follow any of my exes. I'm 36, just so you know my age too, also. I don't follow any of them, but yes, I am friends and cordial with a lot of my exes because I have family relationships with their families. But hell no, I don't give a fuck what they doing. You dig what I'm talking about? Now, if I got ties as far as like nieces, nephews, or kids that I took upon because I had long relationships.
Thank God you got your kids.
Then yeah, I follow the nieces, the nephews. You feel what I'm saying? I check dad.
All right, now hold on.
As far as the exes,
hold on.
I don't know. What for? Unless you still got lingering feelings. Now, you asked, you said, now, and if you do. If you do, the only reason you still following that motherfucker because you ain't let go yet. Why you following or giving a fuck about what they're doing? You let them go for a reason. They're ex for a reason.
For a reason.
Nah.
Hey, it's one of these minds. I want the orange one.
Oh, give me the red one.
Do y'all still communicate with your ex's family and friends?
No. No. So it's like if they reach out,
I try
like
not to.
My nieces or nephews or stepchildren reach out to me. Yes, I do talk. They know they can count on me. But me just like, hey, what y'all doing? Let me come over. Hell no.
Just to let you know, we are unmuted.
Especially if I'm in a relationship. You know what I'm saying? That disrespects my current relationship.
Right.
I wouldn't do that.
Mm-hmm.
So, next question.
Oh. Hold on. Everybody ain't answer. Hold up. Trust me.
It got to get lit first.
I know, but...
Is it lit?
Oh, press mute so that we won't be talking. How do you flip it? Everybody in there, see, say.
You know.
Trust me.
What was the question?
Damn, Trusty, you got me over here looking for questions and shit. You don't hear nothing. Do you still communicate with your ex's family and friends?
Oh, hell no. I'm sorry. No.
All right. Where's Sean at? Oh, no, he said he tried not to. I heard him when he said that. All right. Your last partner that you was with could have had better looks, sex, or finances. Your choice. I'm going with finances.
Yeah, I'm going to go with finances.
Going with finances.
Good answer. I'm gonna say finances as well.
What you got, Tressa?
Why you wait till my damn camera go off? I can't look.
Then you forgot the question, right?
No. I say you wait till my camera go off. Cause why? She got a drink.
Oh. All right, we only got a couple more questions left. And then after that, we're going to leave these alone until next week. And the show's almost over anyway, so we're going to leave it alone. Sip it or say it. What you going to do? Oh, this was the last question that we had on there.
Yo.
All right, question. Why haven't you blocked your ex from following you on social media?
No reason to. I don't have no bad blood with him. Like, when it's done, you know? It's like, I don't know. Then again, it's like, I don't have too many exes either. Like, I haven't had that many relationships.
Okay.
The relationships I had were, like, real deep. Like, I think I had a total lifetime, maybe a good 4 or 5, maybe.
I had a couple relationships. It was pretty well. So let's just say all them exes called you. All the exes you've been with, they all was in the room and they was asked this question. Are you a prude or a freak? What do you think they gonna say?
Am I a prude or a freak?
Yeah.
Okay, explain to me what a prude is.
I don't know. You got to look that up. I know I'm a freak, though. I already know they're going to say that about me.
I'm looking up prude.
Where is Tressa at? How she keep disappearing? This is Time Will Shine. This ain't
I'm a motherfucking ghost. I'm up here trying to, you know,
get soul snatched. You trying to get soul snatched?
The definition of prude is a person who is or claims to be easily shocked by matters relating to sex or nudity.
Sure. I am both. She is me. I am her. I am both, honey. I am both.
Question.
You're a prude and a freak?
Oh, I am.
So if everybody that you've had an entanglement with was in one room, would they all agree to you saying that you're approved?
That'd be sounding like Dennis. She told me she don't do that. That'd be sounding like Dennis right about then. They all in one room. She told me she don't do that.
Man, lying ass.
I'm approved.
Which one? Okay. Which one you like more? Lasagna or General Tso's chicken?
Lasagna.
Yeah,
miss that lasagna.
What's lasagna metaphor for?
Miss what lasagna?
No, it ain't metaphor for nothing. I just missed that lasagna.
What lasagna you miss?
I just missed that lasagna. That's all I said. I ain't got nothing to do with nothing else. See, what questions, man.
What lasagna do you miss, Victor?
What's your question?
I got an answer.
That's my. I say the same fucking shit. Hey, uh-oh. Oh, that's your brother. I got a question. Hey, so I see this is Facebook Live, right?
Yeah, make sure you watch what and you said.
Do y'all do this like all the time?
On Thursdays at 10:30.
Every Thursday.
Okay, so I got a question. Have y'all ever heard of Big O?
Who?
Big O.
Oh yeah, I did hear Big O. Yeah.
I bet say because y'all know what y'all can do now. Y'all can do that and get paid for it, right? If y'all do this like every fucking week,
yeah, supposedly if I could wake somebody up,
dang, was that shade for you? Oh,
that was shade.
I thought so too. Oh, it's for the brother. Oh, well then it's for the both of y'all. But yeah, if y'all download the Big O app, y'all can literally do this shit and make I know friends that do it and don't even do it that fucking much and get thousands of dollars.
That sounds great. I hope that works out for us. I'm going to look into it.
Yeah, so y'all, you know, just look up into that, okay? Because Big O, if y'all do this live shit, y'all can literally transfer your fans over to Big O. And as long as people continue paying for y'all, because, I mean, he got a backdrop. You got a lady. You got a man with beard. Y'all compete. Y'all got a panel. You got a panel together, a station panel, okay? And I don't refer people to Big O, but I mean, because I don't do it. I'm just not bored. I'm bored over it. But I know that there's money to be made in it. So, well, thank you. Yeah. Y'all just look into that, okay? It's a stupid little app. It's going to go Big O, okay? It's annoying as shit.
What you say the app gonna do it again? What did you say the app was gonna do?
What you say? What? It goes. Oh, no, I got you. Big O. Yeah, listen, when the shit comes to your phone, you're gonna fucking die just like that. That's how I lie to you not. That's how it's gonna come to your phone. Big O. It comes just like that with a little dancing dinosaur. With a dancing dinosaur, you're gonna die just like that. But y'all need to think about Big O. Big O.
Hey yo.
And I'm out.
Thank you for your input and sharing that information.
Oh man.
All right, what's the next question?
I'm sorry, y'all. What's your least favorite position? I have to say Early morning missionary was least favorite.
Yeah.
That's my least favorite position. Vi, what's your least favorite position, Vi? All the women gonna say the same shit. Ryan, you tired of riding dick.
I can't really say I have a least favorite position. I like all positions.
Yeah, that's why I made sure I made mine specific. Early morning.
You sound bitter.
I sound bitter?
Hell to the motherfucker, yeah.
Yeah, I even got a remedy for early morning missionary. I just tuck my head, you know, next to your face into the pillow. Hold you like that, you feel me? Just bust your ass.
What's one secret that you kept in one of your previous relationships that they still don't know about?
Oh man.
You gonna sip?
What's a who?
She said aggressive missionary.
To the grave, yeah.
She said aggressive missionary folded all crazy. Sometimes you gotta take that you gotta put them legs, you gotta put them feet in the mouth sometimes. Sometimes you gotta put them feet in the mouth sometimes.
Now you can't fold it up.
Ain't nothing wrong with you sucking your big toe while I'm in that thing like that. Huh? Sometimes you gotta suck on that big toe.
Do unto others what you want done to you.
You don't like sucking your big toe?
Vagina, so sorry.
I don't do toes. Sorry.
You'll do your own toes?
No, why? I've done that when I was a baby. I'm good. I'm past sex stage.
That's the position I'm putting you in.
A lot of people make that promise and don't come through. Just saying.
All right. I ain't gonna say no more. I was told to behave myself. What's your least favorite position?
What's the one in the front? That's missionary, right? Yeah. You facing each other?
Yeah.
Because I don't want to see your face. I don't want to see your face. So yeah, what? That'll be it.
She said it. I'm sitting here. I'm listening. She said she don't want to see your face.
Is you don't like it?
If you making a face you don't start laughing,
that's what it is.
Right?
No, you don't want to be. She talking that bullshit. You don't want to be hypnotized because sometimes when you get in, you look a nigga in his eyes while he giving you that. You know what I mean? It's called a hypnotize.
That's how your soul got snatched last time? Is that how your soul got snatched last time? I ain't never even put that together.
That's what that should be right there. You know, when you put the legs, hey Dennis, listen, when you get that missionary, you put them legs up in here, up in this region.
Yeah.
You know, when the crease of their legs is hitting the crease of your arms, you feel me? The legs is up. You can't go nowhere. Hands on the bed.
Can you be describing this on live? Can you describe this on live? I'm just wondering.
He could describe it. I can show you better than I can tell you. That's what I'm saying.
When you deep stroking, you feel me? You looking right in the eyes and you ask them questions and shit. And that's what they don't like. Because after you leave, they still be on them questions that you asked them while y'all was fucking. You feel me?
Sorry about that, Tressa. Somebody had you stuck like Chuck.
Shit like, who pussy is this? Shit like that.
Tressa, what secrets that happened in your relationship that you still haven't told to this day?
I plead the fifth and take a sip.
All right, where you sip at? I ain't see it.
We ain't see you
taking a
sip.
Look, I sipped a lot of Henny already.
Now, that ain't got nothing to do with that. The goal was to sip to the stuff that you ain't feel like answering.
Okay, and I'm about to put more in my cup. I'm pouring. You hear that, Dean? Okay. Bottoms up, right?
Bottoms up.
You know what I'm saying?
And Friday, nowhere to be found.
That's cool though. That was the end of the show. Want to thank y'all for the last couple standing for those questions. We do have more questions, but we want to thank y'all for that. With those couple questions, we'll be here next week with a couple more questions. I usually don't say nothing positive, but one thing I want to say positively is make sure you support as many people as possible, man. You never know. Friends, cousins, brothers, neighbors, people in your community. You never know, man. A little support go a long way. So make sure you support as many people as possible. I mean, we ain't telling you to spend no money. I mean, something as simple as subscribing to a YouTube channel, an Instagram page, a Facebook subscribe or like, those things go a long way. And I appreciate each and every one of them.
I'm starting to go from time with Sean, y'all. We need some money.
DMX, I'm messing with y'all.
But listen, as I always do, as I always like to do.
Come on, DMX,
I told you, man. I told you. I told you that.
No, and the
he
person
just had a heart attack. I just told you
making that post without even any acknowledgement from the actual family or representative. No,
they said he has not passed away. Will, stop that, Will.
He's still in critical condition.
Yeah, they said he's still alive. His manager just confirmed that he's still alive.
All right, cool. Shout out DMX again. But as I do, and as I always like to do, I got to leave with something positive. Leave you definitely on a positive note. So, like always, people, please, please put a fucking condom on, man. Serious. Serious out here.
That's a great note.
You feel me?
Absolutely.
But, tell somebody that you ain't talked to in a while that you love them. Like Dennis said, go show some support to people you never show support to, something you're not interested in at all. You know, go just be positive. Go be a positive entity in somebody else's life. Be a positive entity in your own life. Special thanks to My Asia Beauty. Talk to us, Nice Protection Services. And lastly, but certainly not least, the Ignorant Thinker Podcast. My co-host, Tressa Dennis. Friday, another happy birthday shout out to Friday. We'll see you here again next Thursday at 10:30 sharp.
Oh yeah, and also next Sunday. Yeah, next Saturday. I'm sorry. Next Saturday, we are on Sweet Love, the 17th of April. We are on Sweet Love. Make sure. Y'all get y'all seatbelts. Y'all get somewhere safe because it's going to be a good show. Shout out to my girl, Sweet Love. It's going to be a good combo show. I can't wait for it. And with that being said,
second combo show. Oh, yeah.
God bless.
Good night.